DeepEnglish.com.
In 1986, three men volunteered to die in order to save hundreds of thousands of people. But most of us have never heard of these unsung heroes. When did three men volunteer to die in order to save hundreds of thousands of people? In 1986, three men volunteered to die in order to save hundreds of thousands of people. Have most of us heard of these unsung heroes? No, most of us have never heard of these unsung heroes. When a nuclear power plant in Chernobyl, Ukraine, began releasing deadly radioactive material, workers didn't know what to do. Where did a nuclear power plant begin releasing radioactive material? In Chernobyl, Ukraine, a nuclear power plant began releasing deadly radioactive material. No one could figure out how to stop the disaster without killing themselves in the process. Could anyone figure out how to stop the disaster without killing themselves in the process? No, no one could figure out how to stop the disaster without killing themselves in the process. To make matters worse, the plant was in danger of exploding at any moment. What was in danger of exploding at any moment? The plant was in danger of exploding at any moment. The only way to prevent the explosion was to enter the toxic radioactive water and release a valve. What was the only way to prevent the explosion? The only way to prevent the explosion was to enter the toxic radioactive water and release a valve. Robots were unable to function in the radioactive water, so it would have to be done by a human. What were unable to function in the radioactive water? Robots were unable to function in the radioactive water. Who would have to do it? It would have to be done by humans. Three courageous men, knowing full well that this was a death mission, volunteered. How many courageous men volunteered? Three courageous men volunteered. Alexei Ononenko, Valery Bezpoilov, and Boris Baranov put on a brave face and their scuba gear. What did Alexei Ononenko, Valery Bezpoilov, and Boris Baranov put on? Alexei Ononenko, Valery Bezpoilov, and Boris Baranov put on a brave face and their scuba gear. They then dove into the contaminated water and succeeded in releasing the valve. After diving into the contaminated water, what did they succeed in doing? After diving into the contaminated water, they succeeded in releasing the valve. A nuclear meltdown was avoided, and hundreds of thousands of people's lives were saved in exchange for three lost. What was avoided? A nuclear meltdown was avoided. How many people's lives were saved? Hundreds of thousands of people's lives were saved. Just a few days later, all three men died a difficult death from radiation poisoning. Just a few days later, what happened to all three men? Just a few days later, all three men died a difficult death from radiation poisoning. They were buried in lead coffins, which were soldered shut to prevent their bodies from leaking radiation into the soil. Why were they buried in lead coffins, which were soldered shut? They were buried in lead coffins, which were soldered shut to prevent their bodies from leaking radiation into the soil. They became known as the Chernobyl Suicide Squad. What did they become known as? They became known as the Chernobyl Suicide Squad. Even scientists are baffled by rare cases of people who ignore their survival instinct. Who are baffled by rare cases of people who ignore their survival instinct? Scientists are baffled by rare cases of people who ignore their survival instinct. Humans are hardwired to survive, but heroes ignore the biological voice inside that yells, "Protect your own life." Who are hardwired to survive? Humans are hardwired to survive. What do heroes ignore? Heroes ignore the biological voice inside that yells, protect your own life. While we sometimes hear stories of parents who sacrifice themselves for the life of a child, this too could be seen as the human instinct to survive. While we sometimes hear stories of parents who sacrifice themselves for the life of a child, could this too be seen as the human instinct to survive? Yes, this too could be seen as the human instinct to survive. Our children are part of us, and through them our genes survive. What survives through our children? Our genes survive through our children. In the case of Chernobyl, many people might have packed their family up in a car and sped away from the danger as fast as they could. In the case of Chernobyl, what might many have people done? In the case of Chernobyl, many people might have packed their family up in a car and sped away from the danger as fast as they could. What makes people like Ananenko, Bezpolov, and Baranov different? Andrew Carnegie spent his life studying heroes. Who spent his life studying heroes? Andrew Carnegie spent his life studying heroes. Since 1904, his Hero Fund has recognized more than 80,000 people for acts of pure, selfless heroism. Since 1904, how many people has his Hero Fund recognized for acts of pure, selfless heroism? Since 1904, his Hero Fund has recognized more than 80,000 people for acts of pure, selfless heroism. One interesting thing that Carnegie found was that heroes usually don't see their actions as heroic at all. What is one interesting thing that Carnegie found? One interesting thing that Carnegie found was that heroes usually don't see their actions as heroic at all. I'll bet you won't find a single example of a person who says, "Yes, I'm a hero," says Professor Earl Bobby. Who said, "I'll bet you won't find a single example of a person who says, 'Yes, I'm a hero'?" Professor Earl Bobby said, "I'll bet you won't find a single example of a person who says, 'Yes, I'm a hero.'" Instead, heroes usually believe that they did what anyone else would have done, risked their own life for the life of someone else. What do heroes usually believe? Heroes usually believe that they did what anyone else would have done, risked their own life for the life of someone else.